I'm nervous. I get nervous every time I'm asked to speak. I get like this ball of nerves. I will say that it is like it's always an honor and a privilege to be asked to speak, because much like Steve said, like, this program changed my life. It saved my life, and it continues to do that on a daily basis. And so, like, as a gratitude is an action word, and if I'm grateful for the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm always going to show up for the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And like, when I was given the topic, Simplicity is Key, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect, because like, that's like one of the things, like, anybody that I've ever sponsored, that's like one of the first assignments, is to read the symbol and highlight that first part of that first sentence, and to, you know, and I do that, like, you know, remember, simplicity is the key when you're working steps or when you're doing anything with the program. And then, much like, you know, true addict, like, I started to overthink it crazy, like, whenever, like, over the past, you know, several weeks. So, at the end of the day, simplicity is the key. Like, and it says in the literature, our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. And I will overthink, overcomplicate, just like I just said I did with this and the whole thing, anything. But like, when it comes to the program and the steps, like Steve was saying, it's practical application of the spiritual principles of the program in daily life. And you know, checking motives, and making sure, you know, just checking myself all the time, and my life has continued to improve since I got here. Because it's just a short paragraph, I'm gonna read the symbol, because then when I dove in a little bit, that is the first sentence of that part of the basic text. I'm just gonna read it. Because there's a couple of things that I was like, I always honed in on that first sentence, and I have it highlighted in mine too. But like, but there's a lot more to it. So it says, simplicity is the key to our symbol. It imitates the simplicity of our fellowship. All sorts of occult and esoteric connotations can be found in its simple outlines. But foremost in the minds of the fellowship are easily understood meanings and relationships. The outer circle denotes a universal and total program that has room within it for all manifestations of the recovering person. The square, whose lines are defined, is easily seen and understood, but there are other unseen parts of the symbol. The square base denotes goodwill, the ground of both the fellowship and the members of our society. Goodwill is best exemplified in service. Proper service is doing the right thing for the right reason. When goodwill supports and motivates both the individual and the fellowship, we are fully whole and wholly free. Probably the last to be lost to freedom, will be the stigma of being an addict. It is the four pyramid sides that rise from the base and a three-dimensional figure that represents self, society, service, and God, and all rise to the point of freedom. Our parts are closely related to the needs and aims of the addict who is seeking recovery, and to the purpose of the fellowship, which is to make recovery available to all. The greater the base, and as we grow in unity in numbers and in fellowship, the broader the sides of the pyramid and the higher the point of freedom. And so the reason I read that is because, like I said, like, that's always been something that I've always honed in on, that those like specific four words of this, but like, as I was reading it and kind of like digging in a little bit more to it, like, it made me think, like, that goodwill piece, like, just, that's a very simple concept, doing the right thing for the right reason. You know, for me, when I first got here to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I too came straight from prison with nothing. I had no self-worth. I had no self-esteem. Like, I was, you know, basically the shell of a woman. I had, you know, used for almost 20 years straight, and then ended up in and out of prison, and then finally ended up in treatment. And so, you know, for me, it was a process of being able to become the type of woman that can look in the mirror and like the woman that she sees. For me, those simple principles that we practice, those simple things of, like, you take the drug away and the scumbag, like, some of the scumbag stuff goes away, right? But, like, on a daily basis, like, it is a spiritual program. So, like, I do things that feed my spirit and things that aren't going to affect myself or other people. The program allows me to be a better mother, and I work on that daily. Like, it's a process. Everything is a process. Like, I've not arrived. I will never arrive. Like, I will continue to learn and grow through this process, and that's why I'm so grateful for it. My boys were like, I'm trying to explain to them what I was doing today. I have a 5 and a 7-year-old, and they just started school this week, and it's been a crazy week, and I was sick and all the things, but I was explaining to them where I was going today and what I was doing, and they're just sweet and cute, and they're like, you'll do great, Mom. Yeah, and it was just those, you know, sometimes it's just very, very simple, special moments that I'm like, okay, like, I'm doing this, it's good. But it also makes, the program also makes me a better leader. Like, I lead a team of like 20 women, and that's no easy task. Like, it's tough, it's hard, and like, thank God for the program, because, you know, I have to practice, you know, principles, traditions on a daily basis to do those things. And a lot of the things that I do in leadership things for my job, like, the program is in there. Like, I can see the program, you know, in things that I do. And that's where that practical application, service. I like to talk about service because, for me, service is a big part of, I feel like service is a big part of who I am, and since I got here, you know, I was told in court, in open court, that, like, I was a menace to society, right? I was a menace to society, and, like, you know, that's what the judge told me. And so, for me, like, no longer taking from the community that I live in and being that menace, you know what I mean? And I was mad. And you know what? The reality was, he was right. I was a menace. I was a menace to myself and everybody around me for a long, long time, you know? And so I noticed, like, as I would get locked up and I'd sit there and just watch the time go by and get back out, like, I did not have the ability to live life without the use of drugs. And it says, you know, when you can't, you know, with or without drugs, what is there left to do? So, you know, I failed to be able to, you know, deal with life on life's terms. I failed to be able to live. Now, the program gives me the ability to do those things. Like, I can live life without, you know, turning to a drug. That's not even, that doesn't even come into play anymore. That's the difference maker for me and for me and my journey. Like, you know, I would get out and I would do the same things, but when I was introduced to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, and I found something that worked for me, and I had tried several different things that didn't work for me, and so this was the first thing that really it took hold, and like I jumped in and I dove in. And like the service piece, like when I first came around, I was just talking about it because one of my predecessors, who's no longer with us, you know, was like, nominated me to be chair of the home group, and I'm like, I'm just in the halfway house, I can't chair the meeting. And he's like, yeah, you can, like, you know. So he guided me through what that looked like, and like that was I think I secretaried first, but regardless, and I became chair or whatever. But you know, getting a home group and being of service on that level, and then when I got out, like, I was able to show up, and like that's you know, show up and set up and chair a meeting, like, that's so we can carry the message, like, that's the point. And so that's what it was for me in the beginning. And I remember in the beginning for me, I had two home groups, I only voted in one for anybody who, I only voted in one, but I had two home groups. And, I never voted in both. So, but it was good for me because it, you know, and another one of my predecessors who, you know, he would take me to this Friday night meeting, and there was no active home group members at the time. And so, like, I would show up and I would set up and I would put the readings out. And, like, I was fresh out of the halfway house pretty much. It was in that first year out. But you know what? Like, every Friday night I was there and I set up, and he made, Stir, God rest his soul, he would take me up there, and, like, I would go in and set up the meeting so that there was a meeting. And those are things in the beginning for me that helped me. I felt at home. I found purpose. you know, it helped me tremendously. And, like, slowly but surely, as I started to do those things and be of service and practice principles and get a better understanding, like, I started to become a woman that I could look at in the mirror, and that I started to appreciate the qualities that I had and some of the things, and, you know, the things that were changing. I always say to, like, being of service at your home group, like, I've held all positions in I made the coffee, you know, chaired secretary, treasurer, I think I'm treasurer again now, you know, and that's great. But I always say, like, being of service, obviously, to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, like, but, like, be of service to other people. Like, be of service, like, just be a good person. It talks about goodwill in here. Doing the right thing for the right reason, like, just like, you know. And I always say it's, like, the simple things, but those are the things that are, like, it, for me, like, hold the door for the old lady, or take that extra minute and help somebody who needs help, whether it be in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're here to help the addict who still suffers and all those things. But in day-to-day life, just don't be an asshole and be a good, you know what I mean? Do the right thing. I don't know. That's probably the worst, but I shouldn't have said it. But, you know, I was told that by a predecessor a long time ago, and I like that. So, you know, just do the right thing. Be understanding, you know, and, like, taking those principles, like Steve was saying, and, like, we're not just doing it when we come into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, or we're just talking about it when we're in here. Like, how are you walking and how are you living when you're not in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous? Like, what are the people at your job going to say about you? Like, how do your kids feel about you? Like, it's about taking those principles and walking the walk and not just talking the talk. You know, I don't need to stand up here and say, I do this, you know what I mean? Like, it should show in the way that I walk. You know, and now I have, back to service, like, in Narcotics Anonymous, like, I'm so grateful for this service commitment, because I get to go into Cambria County Prison, and, like, I lived there for, like, a year and a half off and on. Like, I couldn't stay out of there. And so, like, it is, I could cry just talking about it, because I can't tell you how it feels to go up there and look up, like, when I pull in every time, like, I look up at that mountainside and think about being in that cell and looking out the window that was this big, with frost on it, if it was wintertime, because it's so damn cold in there. But, like, freedom. You know what I mean? Like, in when I was in there, like, freedom was a totally different thing. And, like, the freedom that I have today because of the program is something that I never even could have wrapped my head around at that point. You know, and to be able to go in there and carry a message, you know, when I would go in there, I had reached points in active addiction where I thought, I'm going to die like this. I'm going to die with a needle in my arm, or I'm going to die. And I kind of, like, you know, was okay with it, because I didn't know what else to do and I didn't know what else there was. And that's, you know, that's when Narcotics Anonymous showed up. And, like, you know, it's a program that is, it is a simple program. I'll overcomplicate it all day long, but at the end of the day, like, you know, continue to work the steps and continue to work the principles, the set of principles, I said in the beginning, written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. Like, you know what I mean? If I do something wrong, be aware of that and be able to go back and humble myself and be like, listen, what can we do differently? Like I said, it's such a blessing to have this program in my life, and the way that I interact with my team and at work, or you know, my kids, or you know, people, just people in general. Simplicity is the key. It's a simple program that I will overcomplicate all day long. Like, and like, I was like, oh, this is going to be the easiest topic ever. And then I was like, you know, I don't know. I really, I will overcomplicate anything. But like, you know, like I do say, that is the first assignment. And that assignment was given to me. And that's why it's highlighted in my book. And like, you know, when I am overthinking, overcomplicating, overdoing anything, I just remember to keep it real simple. Like, just keep it simple, Nicole. It is not a hard program. And like, it has continued since the minute that I got here to improve the quality of my life. I never would have ever, like I said, I thought I was dying with a needle in my arm. Like, I'm the gratitude that I have for the life that I have is something that, like, you know, it's only by God's grace. You know what I mean? Like, I can't explain it any other way. Like, I found a way out. I found a program that works for me, and I continue to do the best and work it on a daily basis. You know, relationships. I know Steve touched on relationships, like the relationship with a higher power. That's a personal thing for everybody. For me, that was a big piece, like, because it was something that like I continued to, like, the prayer piece and like praying and like asking for guidance and all those things, that was something that was completely foreign to me and new to me, and it was something that, you know, was not something that I typically did, unless I was like I, you know, the prayer piece of hitting my knees in intake, and I always talk about that, like, and just being like, please help me, because like, there I was again, back in intake. They all know who I am, you know what I mean? And I'm like, never, this is never going to change. Like, I don't know what to do. And that was about as good as a prayer got for me. So like, on a daily basis, just having that like inner, and I always feel like I sound like a crazy person when I say this, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, that inner monologue, like, I'm constantly like having little prayer, like, going on, like asking for guidance, or like, please, like, help me get, you know what I mean? If somebody's getting, you know, maybe getting a little bit like on my nerves, or doing something that I don't agree with, like, I need to, like, okay. You know, and I, you know, I keep that going. Like, that prayer piece is big for me. Like, I do that all the time. And you know, I teach my kids that. They'll be like, ask God for guidance. these kids are going to be like full-blown, like, a little NA boys. At least the things that we do. But yeah, and that's, you know, and that's a blessing in and of itself. You know, another thing, like, I had no intentions of bringing this up, but I'm going to talk about it, I guess. I don't know what time I'm supposed to stop.
You're good.
Okay. So, I was, early in recovery, I got into a relationship, and it wasn't healthy, and it wasn't good. I had two kids with this man, and, it was something that, like I talked about that low self-esteem and low self-worth, and I stayed in something that I knew was way past the expiration date for a very long time. You know, and like, at the end of the day, like, it finally came to a point where I realized, like, you know what, like, I don't deserve this. I deserve better, and I can do it on my own. And like, I have been for, you know, a few years now. And like, you know, I feel like sometimes there are defining moments that if it weren't for this program, I would just probably take the easier, softer way. And this program has taught me not to do that. And so when those fork in the road or whatever they say is there, like sometimes the right decision isn't the easier decision, it's the harder decision, but it's the one that needs to be made. I learned that here. Like I learned that in Narcotics Anonymous. And so, you know, being a single mom to two young boys and you know, not having a ton of help and then, you know, all the things that come along with that in life, it's not always easy. But you know what? It's worth it because of like the boys that I like. They're, you know, if anybody, I don't know a whole lot of y'all, but if you've been in a meeting where my kids are there, sometimes they're good, but a lot of times they're running around, they're a little nuts, they're a little wild, you know what, but like, you know, I still show up, I keep my recovery first, and being able to raise them, like, I want to raise them to be good men, and that's my job, and that's my responsibility, you know, at one point I had to make a tough decision to you know, walk away from a relationship that I couldn't be a part of anymore. It was a lot of pain, and it was a lot of things that just weren't, I wasn't okay with. And like, I maybe was okay with in the beginning, but then like as I grew, like thank God that I continued to work a program and grow in this program and became and had the ability to finally be like, I deserve better and I can't do this. You know, and like practical application of step one, like that situation is not going to change. What can I change? Myself. You know what I mean? I can't do anything. It's not changing. Like it's been this long. You're living in insanity. Like, you know, you can make a decision to do something different. Sounds simple. It sounds simple, but yeah. So, you know, and through the whole process and through the whole thing and through my whole journey, like my recovery, I know I learned very, very early that like my recovery has to come first, because like I have gained a lot of things from being like the homeless girl with a garbage bag full of clothes that showed up, you know, in 2014, like. I've gained some things, but I know it's only as a result of Narcotics Anonymous and my recovery. And so I always keep that, you know, that mindset to keep my recovery first, because all those other things that I got as a result of can you know, can go away just as fast as they came. And so, you know, I will, like I said in the beginning, I will always show up for Narcotics Anonymous, the program that saved my life, because I'd probably be dead. Or in prison, or, you know, not in a good place. And like, I'm blessed, and I'm, my life is something that I, you know, I never thought possible. It's not always exactly what I thought like it would be, but like I said, in the end, like I thought I was gonna die in active addiction. So like, I'm grateful, very, very grateful for the life that I have, and the things that I have as a result of this program, but most importantly for like the things that it says, like the freedom piece, the freedom piece. And like I said, like going in, when I first got here, the thought of what freedom was not what I have the understanding of today. Like that has grown throughout the program. And like, there's new levels of freedom all the time that I like don't even realize. I was just telling the girls, my girls from work, I was like, there's a whole nother level of freedom when you no longer care what other people think. And that comes with integrity, like, right? So like, if I can walk with integrity and my head held high and I know I'm doing the right thing for the right reason and I'm not trying to harm anybody, I don't care what y'all think. And that's a whole level of freedom in and of itself. Like, you know, And so, you know, the different levels of freedom will, I guess, continue to come. And I could sit here and talk about the symbol, but I think I'm not going to do that. You know, again, like the simplicity is key thing is like, I only have that first part highlighted because at the end of the day, like I for me, it works if I just take that into consideration the whole way that I work my program. Just keep it simple. I don't need to overthink every single thing in every single situation. Like, is there, like, you know, is there a principle that I can plug into this situation, or is there, you know what I mean? Like, what part am I playing? What am I, you know, always looking at myself, trying to have awareness of myself. Once I'm aware, there's no excuse to do something. So, I don't know if that's about my time, but thank you for letting me share.